In George's day, women were rarely employed in the kitchen. It was extremely hot, and the male chefs tended to strip to the waist, as well as use rather colourful language, which was thought inappropriate for women. In addition, kitchen staff were relatively well paid, and men didn't want women taking their jobs. The kitchen was full of technological innovations. The most remarkable was a large steam table in the centre of the room, which had a cast-iron top bound in brass. It was heated by steam from a boiler behind the kitchen range and was designed to keep up to 30 different dishes warm before they were served at table. The table hasn't survived, but you can see it in the picture displayed here. Over at the fireplace, meat was roasted on 5 spits, which rotated automatically, using a system of gears and pulleys. They were driven by a device called a smoke jack, a kind of metal turbine in the chimney, driven by the powerful updraft from the fire. It meant that several roast dishes could be prepared at once. Opposite them was an entire range of stewing stoves, made of cast iron and heated by steam using a system devised by William Slark, who supplied the cooking equipment between 1817 and 1818. Slark also made the pavilion's cast iron staircases. Behind the great kitchen, there were several others, including a pastry kitchen full of stewing stoves, hot closets and ovens, where pastry could be made away from the heat of the range, a steaming kitchen equipped with a steam boiler, a kitchen for the household staff known as the family or household kitchen, which was used for preparing staff meals, as well as food for the prince on private occasions, and a servants' hall equipped with a kitchen range. Sadly, none of these kitchens survive.